In this tutorial, we will review the sixth core measure of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure number 6 is to use clinical decision support to improve performance on high-priority health conditions. There are two specific requirements that must be met in order to successfully attest for this measure. The first requirement for this measure is to implement 5 clinical decision support interventions for the entire meaningful use reporting period. At least four out of the five CDS interventions that are selected must be related to a clinical quality measure at a relevant point in patient care.
At least four out of the five CDS interventions that are selected must be related to a clinical quality measure at a relevant point in patient care.
If there are not 4 clinical quality measures related to the eligible provider's scope of practice or patient population, the clinical decision support interventions must be related to a high priority health condition. There are no exclusions available for this part of the measure. The second part of core measure number 6 requires that the eligible provider has enabled and implemented the functionality for drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checks for the entire meaningful use reporting period. The eligible provider can claim an exclusion for this part of the measure only if they write fewer than 100 total medication orders during the reporting period. In order to attest yes to this measure on the Meaningful Use dashboard, the eligible provider must have 5 clinical decision support rules implemented for the entire reporting period, as well as having the drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checking enabled for the entire reporting period.
As well as having the drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checking enabled for the entire reporting period.
as well as having the drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checking enabled for the entire reporting period. In order to attest yes to this measure on the Meaningful Use Dashboard, the eligible provider must have 5 clinical decision support rules implemented for the entire reporting period, as well as having the drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checking enabled for the entire reporting period. The drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy interaction checking enabled for the entire reporting period. The eligible provider can access the clinical decision support setup area directly from the Meaningful Use Dashboard. When the CDS measure div is clicked on, the pop-up will appear and display options to go to the CDS setup area, claim an exclusion for Part 2 of the measure, and access the CDS measure screen of the MedEnt manual. When the CDS measure div is clicked on, the pop-up will appear and display options to go to the CDS. The eligible providers or other user. The eligible providers or other users can also access the CDS setup screen through the medical records area of MedEnt. All eligible providers or other users can also access the CDS. All eligible providers or other users can access the CDS. The eligible providers or other users can also access the CDS setup screen through the medical records area of MedEnt. The eligible providers or other users can also access the CDS setup screen through the medical records area of MedEnt. Click the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the main menu. At the Medical Records screen, click the Medical Records Setup button, and when the Medical Records Setup screen appears, click the Disease Management PQRS button. Click the Formulas button at the top of the Disease Management and PQR. Then at the DMHM Formulas screen, click the Formulas button again. This will forward you to the Disease Management Formula Setup screen, where you will be able to do your clinical decision support setup. The disease management formulas that are related to the clinical quality measures will be available to review. The disease management formulas that are related to the clinical quality measures will be available for review in the deactivated formulas listing. It is up to your office to review which measures will be activated for clinical decision support. MEDINT recommends that the measures chosen for clinical decision support are related to the measures the eligible providers will be reporting for the clinical quality measures. MEDINT recommends that the measures chosen for the clinical decision support are related to the measures the eligible providers will be reporting for the clinical quality measures. When your office has determined which measures will be used for CDS, please contact the Disease Management Department to have the measures reactivated in your system. When your office has determined which measures will be used for CDS, please contact the Disease Management Department to have the measures reactivated in your system. You must set up at least one more CDS rule after you have selected the minimum of 4 formulas related to a clinical quality measure. You must also set up at least one more CDS rule after you have selected the minimum of 4 formulas related to a clinical quality measure. The 5th CDS rule can also be related to a clinical quality measure if your office chooses. The 5th CDS rule can also be related to a clinical quality measure if your office chooses. If you will not be using a If you will not be using 5 clinical quality measures, you will need to select another DM formula. Please contact Disease Management Support to have a formula set up per your office's preferences. Please contact Disease Management Support to have a formula set up per your office's preferences. When all of the measures you wish to report are activated, you can set up the clinical decision support rules directly from this screen. Click over the formula in the listing, and when the formula details screen appears, click the Clinical Decision Support button on the button line at the top of the screen. click over the formula in the listing, and when the formula details screen appears, click the Clinical Decision Support button on the button line at the top of the screen. At the Clinical Decision Support screen, click the New button to implement a new CDS rule for the measure. At the Clinical Decision Support screen, click the New button to implement a new CDS rule for the measure. You can then create a name for the new rule in the CDS name field. You can then create a name for the new rule in the CDS name field and enter the appropriate care suggestions in the field below. You will also have the ability to insert items on the patient's chart by clicking Insert Link. You will also have the ability to insert items on the patient's chart by clicking Insert Link. A pop-up will appear where you can select items such as medications, documents, therapy orders, and referrals. A pop-up will appear where you can select items such as medications, documents, therapy orders, and referrals. A link for each selected item will display in the care suggestions field. After you have entered all of the information needed for the new rule, click the back button to return to the clinical decision support screen where the new rule will be listed. After you have entered all of the information needed for the new rule, click the back button to return to the clinical decision support screen where the new rule will be listed. Now that the new rule has been created, when a patient meets the criteria of the formula selected, a clinical decision support indicator will appear in the patient's chart. The indicator will display on the patient's DMHM screen, the medication detail and the lab detail screens. The indicator will display on the patient's DMHM screen, the medication detail and lab detail screens, as well as the patient's problem list and within a progress note. You can click on the CDS indicator you can click on the CDS indicator in any of these areas. You can click on the CDS indicator in any of these areas to access all of the care suggestions you included for the CDS rule. You can click on the CDS indicator in any of these areas to access all of the care suggestions you included for the CDS rule. The second requirement for core measure number 6 can be met as long as the Metaspan module is enabled on your system. When the Metaspan module is enabled, MEDINT will automatically display real-time alerts for drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy checking. These alerts will display on the patient's medication summary screen, as well as the prescription detail screen. If your user has the security privileges, you will be able to customize the alert options from the medical records area. To access the drug and allergy setup, click the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the main menu. At the Medical Records screen, click the Preference Setup button, and when the Preference Setup screen appears, click the My Preferences button. At the My Preferences screen, scroll down to the Drug Allergy Setup button. When this button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear with options to modify your drug and allergy alerts. You will have the ability to adjust the interaction and drug precaution severity levels, as well as include inactive allergies into the drug-to-allergy checking. Finally, when all five of your clinical decision support interventions have been implemented, and the drug-to-drug and drug-to-allergy checking has been enabled, the clinical decision support measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use Dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Clinical Decision Support Measure video tutorial.